Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I love that song, praise God. Hallelujah. Waiting on him, praise God. Glory, glory, glory.
In the dark, where everything is alone, power of sin on my own. I cannot know of a place I could go where I could find a way to heal my wounded soul. Then I could come into his presence without fear. Are you living where hope is not there?
Yes, yes.
Your name is Lord.
Praise God. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you. Nobody loves you more than God. Nobody cares about you more than God. That's an awesome statement. When you know that you can rely upon one, praise God, that loves you so much, and he's an everlasting love. He's a friend that sticks closer than any brother. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I tell you, I'm just excited in Jesus. I know that song, I tell you, these two past three songs just touched my heart so much. Praise God. But I'm just so thankful and grateful to see
all of you all on tonight, praise God. I just thank God for you, praise God, hallelujah. You are listening to God's Favorites program coming to you live tonight, praise God. And we pray, hallelujah. Yes, we do pray that we may say something to touch your life or to encourage you or can pray for you to lift you up tonight, praise God, because we want to be a part of you and we want you to be a part of us. That's the way God made it. God just told us who can be the perfect friend. So he told us to love one another. So we ought to be, just relying in upon each other as a friend that would stick closer than a brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through tonight, maybe some type of sickness you can't shake, praise God. Something that's bothering you on your mind that you've been had that seems as though you can't get off of it. Whatever it might be tonight, praise God. God's favorites are here tonight. We are reaching out to help heal your hurts. If there's anything that we can say and do to help, praise God. Because, you know, Jesus said that we ought to be each other's keeper. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Praise God. He said, come. God bids us to come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, Jesus said, I will give you rest from all your cares, all the cares of this world. God don't want you entangled with the cares of this world. He wants you to be entangled with him. Praise God. That's what I love about this thing. Being entangled and wrapped up in Jesus and leave all the cares of the world to the world. Because guess what? He said, you are living in this world, but don't be a part of this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't a part of this thing here. We walking on through. We are possessing the land. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are in love with Jesus, in love with him, praise God, hallelujah. So the things of this world is small. The things of this world, they don't bother us, praise God, hallelujah, because it's Jesus who we wrapped. And he said he's going to take us through every trial, every temptation, everything that we go through. Jesus is there to take us on through, to usher us on through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I just thank you for being on. Praise God. Oh, glory to his name. Praise God. I want to do a prayer right now. God, enter us in. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we are so thankful. We are so grateful, Lord God, that we can come into your presence. As the song said, we can come into your presence. We can worship you, and we do, Lord. We worship you with our whole spirit, our mind, our soul, God. Oh, God, oh, God, we lift up our hearts to you, our mind, oh, God. We want it to be in tune with you, God. Anything that the devil tries to easily beset us with, God. Lord, Father, God, I pray tonight, God. Oh, God, that thing is a thing of the past, God, because we're going on in you, Lord. I pray for every mother that has a son behind prison walls. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, that she's set free in her heart, God. She's giving it over to you, Lord God. She'll believe in you for that son or daughter, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And no weapon formed against them shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, Lord. I'm praying tonight, oh, God, for that one that may be sick in their bodies, oh, God, that they are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. That the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, yes, your blood, oh, God, is washing them right now. Oh, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, oh God, for who you are to us, oh God. You are our friend, oh God. You're the master of everything, oh God. Lord, we worship you. Yes, God, we adore you. We thank you, God. Oh, I can't thank my God enough. I don't know about you, because every time I can't start thanking him tonight, because I will go on to tomorrow and forever, because they got so much we can thank God for. We can never stop thanking God because God is so enormous, and he just started doing this to wake up this morning. It's got so many thanksgivings in it. Just what we eat, we got so many thanksgiving in it. Just how we breathe, there's so many going on with COVID. Praise God. But we can thank our Almighty God that we can come together tonight, praise God, on this program, praise God, and give God the glory. As I see all your numbers, praise God, hallelujah. I am just so thankful of God for what he's doing. Look at God's people coming together, like he said, praise God, hallelujah. To give, he said, oh, the more we come together, the more we tear down the enemy's camp. So we pull down every principality and every thing that tries to easily beset us, anything that's trying to snare at each one of us, we pull it down and we trample it on our feet. God has given us that authority. He has given us power to trample down the enemy because he has no part in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So tonight, I want to ask, is there anyone on tonight that has a prayer request? Would you please press 1 at this time? If you have a prayer request, please press 1 on your phone at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see some hands going up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for your prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Minister Thorpe, I had you on my mind. I want your prayer request, but after I take all of them, I want you to pray over them, okay?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Give me your prayer request.
For the family. My prayer request is for the family. Dysfunctional family.
All right. Praise God. Next person is 225. Area code.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Shawanda. Good evening.
Yes.
So glad to be with you on tonight. Praise God. My prayer request is more spiritual. I'm praying that the Lord will bless me to get more intimate in my worship with him, personal time
Lord.
With him. In that my grandson desires to be baptized in water. He's 8 years old, but he desires to be baptized. He's the only one that has not been baptized. And so I just desire to, it's really sad, but true, there is no too many churches around here that's doing that anymore. And so that's my heart's desire, for my grandson to be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Yes, Lord.
And just for me to be able to spend quality time back with the Lord. Not
Amen.
On the prayer line. Don't get me wrong. I thank God for the prayer lines, but not on the prayer line and not with a people. I just want to be alone with God, like a sabbatical.
Oh.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
All right. 3-1. Prayer request. 9-1.
Hello?
One.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Vivian?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Sister G, good evening, everybody. I have a
yes.
prayer request for a baby, Chloe. She's about 6 months now, and she had a liver transplant. So if you all could pray for her by the Spirit, however the Spirit of God leads you. And for children and their parents who are, especially for children who are, you know, going through illnesses in the hospital and their parents. Thank you.
Amen. All right. 601, last numbers is 2220. Give me your name, please. And your prayer request? Prayer request for 2220. I see your hand up, 601. Last four numbers is 2220. Give me your prayer request. All right. All right, Minister Kathy, maybe she made a mistake. I don't know, but we'll come back and see because we want to pray for everyone. Oh, yes, and we have one more prayer request. Mother Stokes, go ahead. Hello? All right.
May have a phone on mute.
Maybe so. Okay.
So, Sister Vivian, what the Holy Spirit has led me to do was as the people were calling out their requests, I was writing them down. And there are several requests. You still with me?
All right.
This is Sister.
Okay. I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So we had the family. Another request was intimacy with God. Their relationship with God and for children and for water baptism. And, you know, each and every one of these actually turn right back in and go at the family.
Okay.
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and magnify you this evening. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Because, Lord, we bring our families before you, sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews and aunties and uncles and in-laws. Lord, we lift the family back up to you, oh God, because this world has put families in a dysfunction. So we thank you, Father God, for mending families right now. We thank you, Father God, that you're putting us back together and giving us to know that it takes a family to raise a child. Because we don't know what the village is out there. Remember the old saying? And it ain't an old saying. The saying is, it takes a village to raise a child. But what is that village teaching our children? We are people of God, children of the Most High God. So, Lord, we want to come in to more and more intimate relationship with you. I lift up my sister that desires a more intimate relationship with you, Father. And, Lord, you're speaking. You're speaking during this pandemic. And, Lord, we as your children, help us to block out the cares of this world because there's a lot of things going on in the world that we'll call that village. That you want to pull us out of so we can communicate with you. So give us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a stillness of mind and action and activity so that we can spend more time with you and in your word. That we will spend more time in prayer, oh God. We're living in some days. We're living in some time. And you're speaking. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. This pandemic has us quarantined. So why is we bucking against your word by trying to go out there when you're speaking and you want that intimacy with us? That intimacy that we have with you, oh Father, that brings about our prosperity. That brings about our salvation. That gives us that closer walk with you, that love that you speak of in your word and that we heard songs about. The love of Jesus, Jesus being our love. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it brings us to our family. Because even as we're supposed to be close as family, because that's where we are, but we have an even closer and even more intimate relationship with Jesus. And Father, we're ever so grateful. And we thank you. So let us, oh God, that desire to have that intimate love affair with you, oh Father, give us to hear during this quarantine. Shut out the world. And let the lover of your soul, that he be closer to you than any brother. Oh, God, let us come in and have that relationship with you. I lift up our children, because even our children desire to have that relationship with you, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, even the children know, oh, Father, that they need a relationship with you. And even as they go about this quarantine, let them be able to hear and see from you. The Father, you said in the last days that you will pour upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters, so dreams and have visions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be able to see the two witnesses that may be in the land even right now, Father. Oh, glory to God. And to see and to hear and have that relationship with you. So, Father, we thank you this evening. We thank you for allowing us to come before your throne of grace. We thank you that we can pray before your throne of grace. We thank you that you can open up a way that would baptize with the water and the Spirit. And when I heard the desire for water baptism, a song came into my spirit and said, take me to the water. Yeah, take your phone off mute and sing with me if you know this song. Take me to the water.
Yes, Lord.
Take me
to the water.
To be
baptized.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I know I've got religion.
Come on,
thank you, Lord. I know I've got religion. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. I know I've got religion. Yes, I do. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My.
We thank
hallelujah. Hayabako shikede.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, honey.
And I also want to continue to lift up baby Chloe, that she shall live and not die, that she shall live many days upon this land, and that she shall possess the land. Praise God. She shall be called blessed in the name of Jesus, that which the devil has meant for bad for her life. I see, praise God, he's turning around good. She shall have the testimony of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And she shall, speak the things of God, the oracles of God. Praise God. So we bless her. We bless her in the name of Jesus, that no weapons, nothing coming up against her shall prosper. Hallelujah. This child, they'll be called a child of God. Amen. Praise God. Bless little Chloe in Jesus' name. Well, praise God. Let me see what time we have. Do we have a song from Shawan? I think I'm going to go on with the lesson, but Evangelist Shawana, I'll get you the next time to sing a song for us, okay?
Praise God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Before we go to the phone, this is Minister Kathy. Before we go to the phone, after we have finished singing that, God gave me one more prayer request, and that was for the sick. Because you mentioned Chloe, I think her name was, and my sister Darlene.
Yeah, I just
prayed
for
her.
I just prayed for
Chloe. But okay, you're gonna let that go out for all the sick.
I prayed for baby Chloe myself, yes. So I prayed for the sick when I first came on. If there was anybody sick when I done my introduction, I prayed for all the sick or whatever they may be going through, to anybody that may be going through tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
So, okay,
amen.
My time is up now. I'm going to go on into the word, and next time I will allow Minister Shawana, because I would love to hear you all, let you all hear her sing, because she sings so wonderful for God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. I look like I need more time, praise God, but I do have limited time. Praise God. Well, tonight is a family night, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Last week was Praise Sunday. This is Family Sunday, praise God. And I'm going to talk about building and battling. Building and battling. You know, in families, we have to build families. It takes time to build. It don't come overnight, praise God. They are born so many parts of, and then there's the battling process we go through, the fights and whatever. We are trying to raise children, praise God. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, praise God. A family enjoying the peace and security of kingdom living is like a city surrounded by massive walls. Praise God. Each family member is like a section of stones set in the wall of a kingdom living. The stronger each stone, the stronger the wall. So we got to build our families. We the one, and I'm going to give you some things in a few minutes to help us to build stronger families. Hallelujah. The stronger the wall, the greater the security from the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that. The stronger the wall, the better the security, the less the devil can get in there and tear and cause our children to go astray, or cause our husband to go astray, or cause our wife to go astray. The stronger we build the wall, praise God, hallelujah, the stronger and better it is. Y'all know I gave y'all one time in a message how it was the three little pigs. Hallelujah. One, they said the old bad wolf was going to come, and if their foundation wasn't solid, he blew it and he huffed and he puffed and he blew it down. So that's the same as a family. We got to build our family, people, or we got to get our children from the guns. We got to get our children from keep them from going into prisons, praise God, and out there on the street and doing drugs and carrying guns. We got to build our walls, praise God, hallelujah. Walls do not happen. They are products of arduous labor. It takes much hard work to build a home, to shape relationships with one another, to fulfill one's God-ordained function as a family member, and to bring one's life into conformity with God's word. It takes time to do that. It takes hardship to do it, because there is rebellion comes in. And praise God, we have to work on it. Praise God. It don't happen overnight. And some of us do. Some children get saved at an early age, but some of them don't. Praise God. Hallelujah. As you work at building your home, think of it as building a wall. You are first of all responsible for your portion of the wall. A family is no stronger than its weakest member. Your section of the wall looks something like this. And this is what I want to tell you. I have 11 things I think I want to
tell you about building that wall. First thing, we got to learn how to be patient. We need to ask God for patience. Praise God. Hallelujah. And most of us don't. That this is thing, patience is something that grows, and it grows, and God helps us as we grow. A patience which grows only by trial. And that's in James 1 and 3. We have trials and tribulations in this life. We endure when we have children asking God to help us, when we have children, asking God to help us in the battle when we have children. Patience reflects Christian character. Patience reflects Christian character. What is your character like with your children? This means we are going to have to go through some things when we have children, whether there will be sickness, whether there's death, whether there's rebellion. Proverbs 23 and 13 say, you shall beat them with a rod. Now, some children don't need harshness, but some of them, we have to get a little harsh with them and let them know who is the head, who is the leader, who is the one that's in charge. Praise God. Our second one, and I'm hoping we can get through this tonight. Praise God. Our second one is kindness. Praise God. So this is something that God given me, and I wrote it down. Praise God. Kindness. Are you being kind to your child? Are you allowing your the things of the world got you so beaten up and tied up that you don't know how to be kind to your children? You're taking it out on them. Praise God. Are you showing love, not ready to kill them? You know, I hear so many parents say, I just want to kill you. I'm sorry I brought you into this world. Or telling them I'm tired and I hate you today. Do you really hate your children when God don't have no hate? It represents the second side of the divine attitude toward humankind, the God kind of love, when we have kindness toward our family members. And I noticed that you all brought up family tonight, and I'm so happy because this just went right on into my lesson. Praise God. The third one is purity. Be sincere with them, not lying to them, not beating around the bush, because they watch everything that we say and do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you want that purity in you. They will let them see that purity in what you stand for. Praise God. Number four, unselfish. Willing to give yourself to them with time, building their confidence, willing to give yourself to them with time. See, sometimes we don't have time. I ain't got time. I don't have time to talk to you right now. Oh, your lips are moving. But giving time out with them, let them know, well, at this time, I have to go and do this, but we'll sit down and we'll talk about this in a few minutes or tonight or whatever, you know. But there's a way to handle this situation. We need to get our homes. We praying tonight because we want our home, our family back intact. Praise God. Building their confidence in you. That's what you want. Praise God. Number five is faith. Help their faith to build so they can learn to trust in themselves. Help their faith to build. You should already be done went before God and built your faith in the Holy Ghost. And now you're ready to help them build so they can have faith in themselves, so they won't be out here being drugged by the police, so that they won't be out here marching and going on and going crazy, praise God. Help them to have faith in God, that God is going to take them through every trial. Teach them that they're going to have trials and tribulations in this life. That this life is not going to be peaches and cream. Yes, I'm your mother. Yes, I'm your father. But there has come a time when mother and father may not be around. And you have to have faith in yourself. And you have to have confidence in yourself. Help them to learn and to trust in themselves. Number six, praise hope. Hope. Keep believing for the best.
Help them to believe for better if they made a mistake. Help them to deal for the better. Hope characterizes them, showing what sort of person they are. When you give a person hope, builds inside of them. And it helps them to know, oh, there is hope. There's another chance. I can do it. I always tell you about my old teacher that I had in third grade. I said I was pretty bad in math, and I told her I just can't do it. And she stopped me right there. She said, baby, don't ever say you can't. Always say you can. So call all can't comes in can. There's no can't in the dictionary. All can'ts comes in can. And I want y'all to know that tonight. And from that time, that has stayed in my heart. See, someone built something in what I'm trying to show you tonight. Someone built character in me. Somebody built something into me to believe in myself. Someone has built something in me that I can share it with you tonight. Praise God. This is what I'm saying to us tonight. And I'm not just speaking to you. I'm speaking to myself. Praise God. That's why I'm here, to help build in you. If you if you are going through anything tonight that you need to be built up in, praise God. I pray tonight that I can say something that will build your confidence. Praise God. Another one is love. We had 12 things. Suffer, love suffers long. With children, you got to suffer long. With children, you have to suffer long. With a husband, you got to suffer long. With a wife, you got to suffer long. Praise God. Hallelujah. So love suffers long. You don't want to give up. You don't even want the devil to put that in your mind, because, see, if the devil comes there, he's going to put in your mind, oh, you ought to give up. You ought to get a divorce. You ought to do this. You ought to. The devil can plague your mind with so many things. Praise God. And I'm rushing through my lesson tonight, praise God, because we may not finish it. But praise God. I want to give you these little nuggets, praise God. Number seven, eight, self-discipline. We have to ask God for discipline, to discipline ourselves, praise God. I know many times we don't want to see ourselves. We don't want to see ourselves. But we have to ask for self-discipline. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need that discipline, because we get out of order ourselves. Hallelujah. And we need God to help us. Praise God. Hallelujah. In whatever state we are in, praise God, we need, ask the Lord to discipline you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to be disciplined as well as the child. Praise God. We are not perfect yet. We strive in perfection. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's not finished with us yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another one. Praise God. New birth. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. Are you living for Christ? Are you a Christian? Do you read your word? Praise God. Number nine, water baptism. I hear Sister Shawanda say her grandson want water baptism. I wish I could baptize him. Praise God. If I was anywhere near, I would baptize him, because I got baptized at an early age. I was baptized at the age of nine in the Tangipahoa Hole River up in Tangipahoa Hole. Right outside of Amit, Louisiana. I was baptized out there because I got saved at an early age, and I wanted the baptism. I wanted everything that God has, because my mother had been sitting down teaching me, as I'm telling you here. I'd sit down at my mother's knee. She would read the Bible, and she would say things to me. Praise God. She would teach me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we
if that child wants to be baptized, find somewhere to bring that child and let him get baptized. Hallelujah. I love it. Bring that child somewhere and let him get baptized. It's a blessing. I will never forget my first baptism, and I've been baptized more than one time because I've been baptized in the Jordan twice because I went to Israel. Praise God. But I was just loving it. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, another one, water baptism. Are you baptized? Then teach the child to be baptized in water. Praise God. In the Holy Spirit, baptism. Are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? Do you have the gifts of evidence of speaking in tongues in the Holy Spirit? Teach them all about the gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. Water baptism, purpose of why a water baptism. And if you don't know all the purpose, I can send it to you. And if you don't, go and look it up on your YouTube and look up the purpose of gifts of speaking in tongues, one of the gifts God gives us. I love it. I love speaking in tongues. Praise God. I always tell the story how when I got saved, I used to be in the little holy sanctified church down there, a church of God in Christ, and I got back, my mother bought me a little red tambourine, and I was jumping and hopping all over the floor. Praise God. And I teach y'all about dancing because I come up dancing, and the church does not want you to dance anymore, but there's so much freedom in dancing before the Lord. You know, when we don't dance before the Lord, we are keeping ourselves bound to a certain extent. Praise God. But you need to be able to be free. Be free. Be free in the Holy Ghost. Just swerve around in your house and be free. And since the churches want to say you're crazy, praise God, but you ain't crazy. You just have that liberty and that freedom in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you want that gifts of tongues. Praise God. Speaking in spiritual and spiritual tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if anyone not on here tonight does not have that, you can call me personally at home at 504-347-5797. I'll be glad to talk with you. I'll be glad to tell you more about the tongues. We ought to be, the Bible says, speak in tongue at all times. We ought to be walking and talking and speaking in tongues and nobody know it. I do. I pray almost all day long, and nobody know I'm praying. I'm praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm glorifying God in my body. Praise God. In my spirit, man. In my soul is being excited in Jesus. Praise God. That's how you keep yourself built up. That's where your joy comes from. Praise God. You have joy in the Holy Ghost when you walking and talking in the Spirit. Praise God. It's all right to pray a prayer, and prayer is good. Man ought to always pray. But the Bible says also pray in the Spirit as well. Praise God. And not everybody is not going to pray in the gifts of the Spirit. Not everybody is not going to receive it. Not everybody want it. It's fine. It's fine. It does not keep you from going to heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it does build you up in your most holy faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It does build you up where you can just walk around and feel free and everybody wondering what's your problem. Because you with Jesus, he's in you and you in him, and y'all having a Holy Ghost great time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you want to feel like that? I know I do. Praise God. I just want to be free in the Holy Ghost. And we played that song early, being free in the Holy Ghost. I play songs, praise God, that you will listen and hear and let it get into your spirit, because I'm going to be speaking on it. Praise God. It's great things about being free in the Holy Ghost. Another one, submission to God. Submission to God. Are you a believer? Are you submitting yourselves to the things of God? Are you willing to live out the things in your life that pertaineth to life and godliness in God? Praise God. Will you be a doer of the word Do you study the word so that you can teach them to your family members? Do you study the word so that you can be built up in your... The word of God will teach you, and it will lead you, and it will guide you into all truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that. Praise God. The word of God, hallelujah, will teach us, and it will lead us, and it will guide us into all truth. There was nothing you don't have to fall short of, because the word of God, if you are hiding it in your heart, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. And I got more of this I'm not going to get to, because I want to talk about your section of the wall, and maybe we can do it at another time. But praise God, I wanted you to get the main parts that God had given me here. That was 12 little nuggets there. And I wanted you to have them, praise God, and search yourself and let the devil know that, hey, you're going into his camp. You're going in to tear it down, and you're going in with force. You know, you have force. You know, another thing that beats with me all day long, and I have to share this with you right quick. God has given us power. We need to use the power that's inside of us. Power to talk right, power to do right, power in everything that we go after. We need to exercise the power. Power to tread up on demons and scorpions, tear down the enemy's camp. Let him know that he has no authority over your family. Let him know, I am storming the gates of hell for my children. Hallelujah. I know Minister Gigi here. She storms the gates of hell for her children. Oh, praise God. And I hope you do too, praise God, because our children, praise God, is valuable to us. Our families is valuable. God wouldn't have, and this is another thing God tell me, he wouldn't have given you a family if he, think about those that don't have family. God, I know families are not speaking to each other, but God wouldn't have given you a family for not to be speaking to them. So, tear down the enemy's camp for your family, praise God. Let the enemy know he can't have them. Let the enemy know that you're going back and pick them up. And when you pick them up, God's going to help you. He's going to give you the strength, praise God. He's going to help you to build, praise God. He's going to help you to stand, praise God. And you're going to march, oh, as a soldier. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. I'm going to have to go. Praise God, but I want to bless you, because God said don't ever let anyone leave the line without blessing them. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you peace in Jesus' name. And may you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, your sitting down. That's what God told Moses, the highest blessing. And I give that blessing to you tonight, that you be blessed in whatever you do and say, wherever you go. Wherever your feet shall trod, that God has given you the ground that your feet shall trod upon. May you be blessed now, and I pray that you will come back here next Sunday night with me at this same time. Remember that Minister Janice is on 8 o'clock on Friday nights, and Minister Gigi is on Mondays at 6 o'clock. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
Be blessed, everybody.
All right.